This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, the man, the myth, the legend, full of energy, Lance O'Brien behind that brand that's MediConnect, the best at what they do, the inside connection, Medicare. September already starting to chug along, and it won't be long before we say open enrollment, ready, set, go. So today, whatever your question may be, you want to be signing up for the first time, you need a couple things to kind of get you started a little bit, you're going to be 65 or you just turned 65, call us, 866-391-1020. You want to revisit, you want to come back a little bit as far as what you're putting out in an expense with that prescription drug or drugs, call us, 866-391-1020. Or you're just looking for a better deal because you want to save some money on that fixed income, call us, 866-391-1020. The phones are going to be open the entire hour today. Anything on your mind you want to talk about with Lance, give us a call, 866-391-1020. We've got this day in history. We've got birthdays, all sorts of incredible things that you need to know about AEP, legislative changes, all sorts of stuff. Here he is, the host of today's show, Lance O'Brien. And Lance, literally, the days are ticking by.
Yeah, I can't believe it's September already. I feel like, you know, when you were a kid and, you know, Christmas was like the big deal. I don't have the same fond feelings completely, you know, towards AEP, but it feels like my whole life revolves around this now. And, you know, we're getting into that time of year where, you know, the information's starting to come out. There's a lot of questions. It's why I texted you last night and said, hey, you know, I'm personally getting a ton of questions on social media, just when I'm out and about, people just saying, this is what I'm hearing. Is this true? So I did want to give opportunity this morning for anybody that wanted to ask questions. And, you know, if they ask something that I can't really give full details, I'll do the best I can to answer, because obviously we're still constricted by some things. But, like, it's going to be, I think this is my 11th or 12th year doing this. This is going to be easily the most disruptive year that we've seen in Medicare since I've started.
So why do you think we've come to that point?
It's a convergence of a number of factors, really. You know, one is just legislation, right? Changes in rules that have to be listen, when laws are passed and they affect your industry, you can't say, nah, I'm not going to do that, right? You have to do it. So, like, you know, so there's legislation. Then secondarily, for prescription drug plans, Medicare Advantage plans, there's reimbursement rates that have been affected by things in the budget. Overutilization, which, again, I'm a big proponent that if people are feeling sick or they're not sure what's happening with them, I'm a huge believer that they should be going to the doctor, right? Like, I'm not an advocate of I'm never going to go to the doctor, but utilization rates are way up, right? So again, think about how insurance works, right, Rob? It's, you know, insurance companies are insuring people hoping that they don't really use the benefits that much. I mean, it's car insurance, it's life insurance, it's your homeowners, right? Like, all of that is built on, yes, we're going to insure, but there's a balance of risk. There's been a lot of utilization since the COVID days and everything. So it's really convergence of a lot of factors that are leading us to where we're going to be.
See, what I love about MediConnect, this is what they do. This is the single most important thing they do when the lights are turned on in the morning and the door is locked at night. When you go into that incredible world headquarters, as I like to call it, from the person that greets you to everyone along the way, every step of the way, everything you need to have done and get done, that's what they do for you. And they're on top of this stuff. They're being educated literally 365 days a year, 24/7. And as we roll into this enrollment period, they will be ready to give you the best possible plan for you, a family member. Whatever you need, they will help you find a way. So what you need to do, you need to call 888-818-6334. We have those advisors as we do every week. Only place you're going to be able to get a real person on a Saturday morning up until noon, not just during the show, up until noon. I highly urge you now, make an appointment. If you're going to be 65, you just turned 65, but if not for anything else, save yourself some money. Get some time, set it aside, get that appointment, no charge for the services. Revisit, I'll say it again, revisit your current benefits, because let's face it, you never know unless you try.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think this is not the year to stick your head in the sand, because there's going to be a squeeze, right? Like preliminary reports on Part B, as Part B is going to jump potentially $20 a month this year, which is a pretty big jump, right? You know, if you go to from 185 to 205 or in that area, and again, we don't have the final number yet, but that was from the preliminary findings in the Social Security report about a month ago, right? So like we've got that, and then most likely it looks like there's going to be increased premiums this year. There's going to be a rollback in benefits, not just from the medical side of things, like, and what I mean by that is, you know, copays for doctors and things like that, the medical side. It looks like there's going to be some drawback on ancillary benefits as well. And I do want to say this. It's like the coverage, Rob, is still going to be good, right? Like people, I don't want people to hear this and do what I think becomes a little bit common in our society today, which is hit the panic button, right? That's not what people should be doing. They should be planning appropriately to find out, are all these changes necessitating me to actually change my plan? Or am I just going to confirm, one, that I have the right coverage? Or is there another option that's going to help me, right? So like, and again, that's always our approach. We're definitely not saying everyone should change their plan. That's not the message that we're having. But what we are saying is there is going to be definite changes to costs and benefits and networks. And you need to be aware of that.
We are going to open the phones up at 866-391-1020. Anything on your mind, whatever you want to talk to Lance about, feel free. But we want to simply say again, welcome to MediConnect, the Inside Connection on KDK today. And we're going to start with some history and pop culture, because sometimes what happened years ago shapes the world we live in today. So where would you like to begin?
So we'll start way back in 1620, which is crazy. That's over 500 years ago, Rob. But the Mayflower set sail on this day from Plymouth, England, carrying the pilgrims to the New World.
And think about it. The life expectancy, they weren't worried about Medicare. First, we didn't have it, nor many did they live to be 65.
No, not at all. I mean, life expectancy has changed so much over the years. 1901, President William McKinley is shot at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York. Unfortunately, he dies a week later.
Well, he was shot in Buffalo. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. A little too close to home, right?
This is pretty cool. I never knew this either.
Yeah. 1916, the first self-service grocery store, Piggly Wiggly, opens in Memphis, Tennessee, changing how Americans shop forever.
Think about what that did for especially the immigrants who were coming here, becoming citizens. They had to grow most of this stuff, but now you could walk into a place and you could pick it off the shelves.
Yeah, novel idea, right? And kind of funny, going back to what we were talking about, a lot of people don't want to go to the store or the malls anymore, right? They just want to do it all online. 1972, a little bit of sad news, the tragic end of the Munich Olympics hostage crisis when 11 Israeli athletes were killed.
I remember that as it was yesterday. Jim McKay, the live coverage, Mark Spitz being, you know, basically shuttled away from the game because of his Jewish faith. It was that was a very scary time.
Yeah, a lot of work to still be done on a lot of fronts in our country, right?
You know?
This day in 1975, Lynette Squeaky Fromm attempts to assassinate President Gerald Ford in California.
Yeah, everybody kind of forgot about her until right now.
Yeah.
So did she go to prison for life?
I don't know that. It's a great question. Who's gonna fact check us?
I will fact check us.
There you go. 1997, this day, over 33 million viewers watch Elton John perform his rewritten Candle in the Wind at Princess Diana's funeral, one of the most watched broadcasts in the history of television.
By the way, she was not sent to prison for life. She was granted parole in July of 2008.
Wow.
That was a long time, though, to be behind bars.
Yeah, 30 plus years.
Long time.
Yes, for sure.
All right, what's the next one?
And the last one today, on this date, 1995, Cal Ripken Jr., breaks Lou Gehrig's record playing in his 2,131st consecutive baseball game.
And I watched that live.
Yeah, I did too as well. It was such a big thing. And, you know, to think of, I mean, we're seeing it across all sports now where there's all these rest days and people taking a break. You know, sometimes we hear people say, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to, you know, they don't make things the way they used to when it comes to dishwashers and washing machines. I feel like maybe with when it comes to athletes and stuff, but that record will never be broken.
Well, let him work 40 consecutive years every weekend and never take a day off. And then he can come and talk to me how tough he is.
There you go.
I'm just kidding. I love Cal Ripken. All right, we got a trivia question for you, and that person is going to win what?
They're going to win a $15 gas card to Get Go. This is a tough question this morning. I'm not joking. This is going to probably require some
Googling,
some help.
Okay.
So we just talked about how on this date, Cal Ripken broke Lou Gehrig's record playing in his 2,131st consecutive game. How many games did he play consecutively before his streak was ultimately broken?
Boy, that's a good one. If you think you know it, 412-922-1020. You're going to win a $15 Get-Go gas card. But if you have any questions, we already have one call in the queue, but if you have any questions about the annual enrollment period, your current coverage, signing up for the first time, call us right now. It's 866-391-1020. The Inside Connection, MediConnect, and Lance O'Brien today on KDKA.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're going to go to the phone, take some calls here for Lance. So 866-391-1020. He's calling from Denora. He's one of our favorites. He's Bishop. He's on KDK. Hey, Bishop.
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Pratt? Listen,
good.
I got a question for you. I'm 63. I still work 5 days a week, and I have benefits, all that. When is the best time? Now, because I've been getting a lot of stuff, you know, in the mail and all that kind of stuff about the Medicare. Yeah. Rather. When is the best time to enroll in Medicare? And my point with that also, with the shakiness of the government as far as dealing with Medicare, is it a person like me, should I continue to work? I might reduce it to like 3 days a week. Is it beneficial for me to hold on to apply for Medicare, or what's the best age?
Yeah,
and,
so
and the enrollment period. Could you ask? Can you give me that, please?
Yeah, so Bishop, it's a great question. Appreciate you listening this morning. So there's multi layers to the question. So I'll try to answer it as simply as possible for you. First thing is as long as you're actively working in what is considered a full time capacity, if you have benefits, then you don't have to enroll in Medicare. So, like, let's just say that you decided to keep working past the age of 65, but you kept working at a full time. You wouldn't have to enroll in Medicare. There's a big misconception out there that when you turn 65, you have to enroll in Medicare. If you don't, you're going to get penalized. And that's not true necessarily.
Thank you.
Okay. Because now the big thing is you have to be actively working and have coverage through your employer.
Right.
Now, the second thing I'll say is, like you said, you may cut back to 3 days a week. Now, if you fall below the level that the employer says that we can offer benefits for, then at that point in time, you would have to enroll in Medicare, right? Because then once you don't have benefits at age 65, then you do need to enroll in Medicare so you don't get a penalty later. Right. So, and then as for your overarching question, when's the best time to start this? You said you're 63. We always recommend that people actually start, you know, and again, if you want to connect with us, we'd be happy to have you do that. But like we recommend a year out. So when you turn 64, we'd say, hey, attend one of our seminars or meet with one of our people in person. We'll explain to you how Medicare works. And then we'll do two things with that. We'll help you set up a timeline of knowing when to make your decisions and then begin to understand from a financial standpoint what would the cost be. Because again, Medicare is actually very good coverage. And one of the questions I do get a lot is Medicare going away. And the truth of it is for Medicare to go away, that would be like such a massive overhaul. No one's going to do that. Are there going to be changes? Yes. So again, I recommend 1 year is when you really start. Don't fill out any information that you get in the mail because then you just open your door to everybody and their brother. You decide who you want to work with and go that angle instead.
Well, I'll be contacting you. I'll be 64 next month, so thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, yeah, Denora's a good guy. And Bishop's a good guy there in Denora. And Bishop, I can tell you, you're not going to want to go anywhere else. So give them a call, 888-818-6334. Annual enrollment period, legislative changes, IRA plus one big beautiful bill. Fill in the blanks.
Yeah, so like I just addressed it a little bit. You know, like there's some feeling out there, you know, because of things people have heard about the big beautiful bill and other things that the sky is falling when it comes to Medicare. And again, Rob, we do a lot of advertising on digital and social media these days, right? Which you're very familiar
yep.
with, you know, and people have the opportunity to comment. And one of the comments I consistently get is it doesn't matter with this bill, Medicare is going away, right? Medicare is not going away. Is there possibility of major overhaul down the road? But even in the big, beautiful bill, there's not massive overhaul to Medicare at all. There's a reduction in some funding. But the other thing I want to kind of address is that the changes that are coming this year as it relates to Medicare have nothing to do with the big, beautiful bill. We'll talk about that in a couple years, right? When the effects of that legislation, you know, and again, this isn't a political statement at all. This is just trying to help people understand.
Fact.
Just because this bill was signed, what we're seeing now has nothing to do with that. What's going on now actually has to do with the Inflation Reduction Act, the bill that was signed back in 2022. And again, there were some very good things that came out of that bill. The capping of insulin at $35 for people that had to take life-sustaining insulin.
Game changer.
That, to me, was a great move, especially because the cost, and I don't want to get too deep here, but the cost to synthesize insulin has not changed much since it was founded. So, like, the cost to actually produce it hasn't changed, but the price has skyrocketed. That is, to me, that's wrong, right? So that was a really good thing that they instituted. Now, what we have to understand is if we're going to cap that, someone has to pay for the difference, right, between that, which is where the insurance carrier and the individual comes into play, right? So the second thing was eliminating the donut hole, which again, somebody that had high prescriptions and they got into the donut hole, they could be paying $35 to $4,000 a year out of their own pocket. That was capped this last year at $2,000. To me, on the surface, that's a very good thing. We can't have our seniors spending 20% of their income on their prescriptions.
All right, the winner is Judith in Cannonsburg. Give the winning answer, and she gets a $15 Get-Go gas card.
Yeah, Judith, thanks for calling. The answer was he played almost a little over 500 more games, 2,632 consecutive games, Cal Ripken.
That's incredible. All right, let's go to, I think it's Lydia in Beaver. Lydia, you're on the Inside Connection with Lance O'Brien, KDK. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi. I just wanted to get an appointment made. That said, I didn't want to really talk.
Oh, that's great. Okay. The best number to call, Lydia, would be 888. I'll do it nice and slow, too, because I know sometimes on the air when we're talking, we go a little bit fast. But it's 888-818-6334.
888-818-6334. Thank you.
You got it, dear. Have a great day.
I enjoy your program every Saturday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Lydia. And you guys still go out and visit people in their home if they can't make it, right?
We still run about 70% of our appointments are in the home still.
Yeah, I'd like to make sure that people know that. But Beaver is a short drive. But within a half hour, you can be from your door to their door. Again, anybody has any questions as the annual enrollment period is weeks away. That's right, weeks away. You want to call us, you can call us now. Again, that number is 866-391-1020. And if you want to set up an appointment with them, you can do that by calling them as well at 888-818-6334. Anything about seminars you want to talk about real quick?
Yeah, we'll announce them at the end of the segment. We'll kind of segue that. But I do want to just touch on something you just said, which is how are we still doing business? I mean, when we started this show 6 years ago, we talked about this a lot as people were getting to know us. And I think we take a little bit for granted. I do, you know, take it a little bit for granted. But again, never a cost for our services.
Never.
Right. Like, so no matter what appointment they set with us, we do have a fully licensed call center so they can a lot more people are getting comfortable doing this process over the phone so they can call and have an appointment over the phone. We do a lot of Zoom meetings, so we do help people via Zoom and walking through this process. But a lot of people come to our office now, located right off of exit 60A and 79 Steubenville Pike. Very easy to get to, and we still do a ton of home appointments. So again, if you want to make sure you get seen by in the enrollment period, just like Lydia just did, call, set up that appointment. We'll make sure that you get taken care of.
Yeah, the whole Inflation Reduction Act, the donut hole. Why do you think prescriptions are always the big ticket item?
Well,
so many people affected by it.
One, because I don't think that there's enough regulation around the cost of the pharmaceutical companies in our company or our country are charging, quite frankly. Again, if you break this down, Rob, the same drug that we have here, you can get for half the price in most countries in Europe. You can get the same thing in Canada. Like, it's out of control. And again, one of the other good things that came out of the Inflation Reduction Act was the ability to begin negotiating prices on Part D medications. And that does go into effect. Even though this bill was signed in 2022, the first year we're going to see the reality of that, Rob, is this coming year, 2026. The 10 most expensive medications when it comes to what consumers and Medicare pay are going to be renegotiated. So stuff like Eliquis, Xarelto, very expensive, important prescriptions. There's going to be price changes on those come this next year.
And because of Sean and Horn and MediConnect, we were introduced to a guy by the name of Cal McCormick, who is incredible at what he does. They've cut out the middle person, Blueberry Pharmacy. He's going to be here Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, so you're going to want to tune in for that. But because of MediConnect, we were the ones that were able to bring Cal to the airways for the very first time. Okay, run those seminars, and we'll go to break.
Sounds good. So again, if you're new to Medicare, as Bishop was asking just a little bit ago, new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you're looking to start the education process, we're going to be at the Pine Community Center in Wexford on September 9th. We'll also be at the Baird Private Wealth Management in Wexford on September 16th. On September 25th, we're going to be at the Quality Inn in New Kensington. On September 30th, we'll be at the Ligonier Library in Ligonier. We're always moving all around the city, all the four major quadrants. If I didn't mention one, you can go to our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. There's a full listing of our seminars there. Or you can go to the website, register for the webinar that we do every Wednesday at 11 and 6. Get the same information there.
Yeah, and you can call 888-818-6334. These are free seminars, but you do have to reserve. You could do it by phone as well. All right, we've got Kevin coming up next for Lance O'Brien, MediConnect, Inside Connection, KDKA.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Listen, when that annual enrollment period hits, these phones will be stacked, okay? So if you have a question, these next couple of weeks is when you really want to call us. So 866-391-1020, or you can just leapfrog us and call that 888-818-6334 number, set up an appointment, never a charge for their services. And we do have live advisors until noon today standing by. All right, Kevin, you're up next for Lance O'Brien. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Give me a little leeway to kind of give you a background, if I may, please. My wife was diagnosed with kidney failure 4.5 years ago and actually was deemed, I guess, last August to have not been able to work and therefore was able to get Medicare and Medicaid. But we didn't know that fact until January of this past year. So in January, we did sign up and got her on Medicare, Medicaid. My wife unfortunately passed away about a month ago.
Sorry to hear that.
And I just recently got a bill. Thank you. We got a bill for $78,000 from the dialysis center indicating that because my wife was available to have coverage as far back as August of 2024, that the primary insurance was not covering her, and because she hadn't been signed up with Medicaid until January, that time frame was uncovered. So I'm asking, the question I ask, is there any way to get to reverse and have the Medicare, Medicaid move back, or what would you be your suggestion in this particular case?
Yeah, so my suggestion would be, and before I give you that, is one, sorry to hear about your wife. I know that, you know, that's really difficult to walk through, and then for the medical aspect to become a financial aspect is incredibly stressful. So again, our sympathies there. We would love to try to, you know, help you with this. It's going to be very difficult to walk through on air, but we do have a full client experience team that if you want to reach out to our main number and just say that you spoke to Lance on the radio on Saturday, What they'll do is they'll get a little bit, because we're going to need a little bit more details to find out, you know, did she have only original Medicare at that time, or did she have a secondary insurance? Like, there's going to be some follow-up questions that we're going to have to see if there's a way where there's a possibility where you don't have to pay all or part of this bill.
Is there any kind of a limitation, or is it all or nothing? I mean,
that leads into actually what I had just said. If she only had original Medicare when she was getting the treatments and she didn't have a secondary insurance, then there is no cap on treatments when it comes to original Medicare. You pay 20% of whatever the treatment is. So that's where, you know, really kind of understanding the timeline of how things unfolded, what insurance she was using for certain things. But there are situations, you know, not to be the bearer of bad news, but there are situations if only original Medicare is in play, there could be significant out-of-pocket costs where there's not a cap.
Yeah, we never stopped our primary, but they're the ones saying, you know, she should have been on in August and wasn't, and they're denying the claim. So
again, we'd love to take a look at it for you. You know, obviously not knowing all the details yet, I can't make any promises, but the people that we have in that department are really, really good at, you know, being able to say, okay, this is what we can do to try to rectify what's happening here.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Again, Kevin, sorry for your loss. Boy, that's tough.
That is tough. I mean, again, like, one of the things I always say is you never want a medical emergency to become a financial emergency, right? Like, and again, I can't imagine one going through the loss of your spouse and then after the fact getting hit with a bill for almost $80,000, right? So like, for me, you know, we're definitely going to want to try to jump in there and see if there's anything that can be done to help mitigate that cost for him.
This is what separates MediConnect from everyone else. They jump in both feet first, do whatever they can to help people, even in very tough situations like that. Again, please give them a call, Kevin. Let's go to Donna in Grove City on the air with Lance O'Brien on KDK. Go ahead, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hello. I just have to give a shout out to your company. And I'm just going to, and an agent. I'm 74. We were on Medigap. Originally, and the premium kept going up so high, and I would listen to your show, to Rob's show in the morning, and hear you speak. I thought this would be too good to be true to get something. So long story short, I called one morning about 4 years ago during COVID. I called the number that you're telling people to call right now. I was very leery to change, and I spoke with a girl. May I shout her name out?
Sure.
Or should I keep it to myself?
No, that's
her name is Julie.
Yep,
her name is Julie.
She's still with us.
Julie Joyce.
Yep.
Yeah, I know she is because she's still with us.
Love that.
She helped us. She helped us so much. You have no idea. We were on a Zoom call with her, and she walked us through everything. She was trustworthy. Your company's trustworthy. I heard she texts me immediately if I need something or if I have a question. She'll get right back. I mean, this has been going on since COVID with the same agent, and she's wonderful, and your company is wonderful. And I heard Marty Griffin had you on a few weeks ago, kind of panicked me a little bit. So I texted her, and she said, oh, we're on top of this. I don't know. Same thing you're saying. And I just want to tell all the people that were maybe be leery, because when I was on Medigap, we tried to go on a less expensive company because we were paying more for the same, you know, they're all the same, but different companies.
Yeah.
And because I was a cancer survivor, I couldn't change. But on Medicare Advantage, they never looked at my previous cancer experience. So you feel bad enough being a cancer survivor sometimes. Well, you feel wonderful, but when I was rejected, you know, it was kind of, anyway. So I just want to tell everybody to, if they're thinking about changing, to please call your company. You're reputable. Julie's, I mean, go ahead and do it. Just take the plunge and do it, because, you know, we kind of do panic as being older people and are afraid. But you're wonderful, and I wanted to give you a shout out to the company and to Rob Pratt, who has you on every week, because it's a wonderful service.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate that very much.
All right. Thanks,
Donna. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye, Donna. You know, one thing Donna did say, things that never used to bother me, like this type of stuff. Now, when you get older, because you're basically your own advocate, and you have to make sure the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted. I can't tell you how much peace of mind you folks have given me. And I've got the inside track, obviously, I see every week. But anybody who calls, like Donna, Kevin before her, they get the same treatment I get every week. So people just need to understand this team is large, it's vast, and they have one single purpose. They want to help you.
Yeah, and I want to address a couple things that she said, because again, you know, there's a lot to unpack in her comments. And again, I'm happy that she's satisfied. It is awesome. That's what she just said about Julie is what we hope for out of all of our employees, right? You know, so that is all great, you know. And, you know, sometimes people say to me, well, Lance, you guys only push Medicare Advantage. And I just want to say that's actually not true, right? Like I'm glad there's two systems. I'm glad there's Medicare supplements to choose from and Medicare Advantage. And one's not right for all people and one's not wrong for all people and vice versa. And, you know, to Donna's point, like the one challenge with supplements, because it's great coverage. It literally is amazing coverage. But it does go up every year. And if you're living on a fixed income and that premium for just one of you gets to be $300 a month on top of the $200 that you're paying for Part B, that's $500 a month for one person.
A lot of money.
Right? If you're married, that's $1,000 a month. And again, you know, so Medicare, Medigap plans definitely have their place. Right. But Medicare Advantage is not a bad thing. You know, I had somebody actually reach out to me through social media this last week and said Medicare Advantage plans kill people. And, you know, it's that type of hyperbole that's out there that is just not really helpful or useful. For some people, they would swear by their Advantage plan that there is no other way to do it. For other people, they would do the same for their supplement plan. For us, we truly, and I've said this since we've been on the air, we want to help you understand how they both work so you can make the best decision. And that best decision, yes, does include your health, but it also does include your finances. And you have to be able to marry those things to figure out what's right for you.
See, the thing that I also admire about you, and I learned this from the very beginning, even though you put everything out there, you let them make the final call.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we want them to say at the end of the day, this is what I think is right for me, right? Based on having the knowledge to get in that position.
All right. Listen, we're going to run the seminars again, tell you about the webinar as well. We'll take a break. Anybody else on the other side of the break that wants to get in here, as the annual enrollment period is just weeks away, you have any kind of question, you can call us. We want to hear from you. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And to make that appointment for these seminars and everything that you need as far as those seminars, again, the number is 888-818-6334. They are free seminars, or you can register by going to MediConnectInsurance.com, clicking on the seminars tab. And I'll just say this, if you want to set up an appointment, you can do that now as well. And there is never a charge for their services at 888-818-6334. Before the break, here are the upcoming seminars.
Yeah, so September 9th, we're going to be at the Pine Community Center in Wexford. September 16th, we'll be at Baird Private Wealth Management, part of our partnership with Baird, also in Wexford. The addresses for all these locations are on the website. September 25th, we're going to be at the Quality Inn in New Kensington. All three of those seminars are at 6 o'clock. And then on September 30th at 5:30, we're going to be at the Ligonier Library in Ligonier. And then again, this Wednesday, if you want to do it remotely, one of those locations isn't near you, you don't want to wait, you can go to the website, register for the upcoming webinar. You can pick between 11 o'clock this Wednesday or 6 p.m.
Tell my friends at Baird, I said hello to some of the best people ever who taught me so much about this business and finance. So I think about them all the time. And now two greats coming together, Baird and MediConnect. Absolutely love it. We'll take a break. You have a question for Lance, get it in now before the final segment is gone in a couple of minutes. So call us, 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, lots of calls today for Lance, so let's keep them coming. Here's Ralph in Whitehall. Ralph, you're on KDK. How are you?
Yeah, okay, Rob. Good morning to you.
Hey, Ralph.
Lance and Rob. Question. We talk about all the changes and increases and everything, but is the insurance provider's feet going to be held to the fire concerning wait times for MRIs, hip replacements, knees replacements, etc.? That's the question. Or are we going to get like Canada, well, we got to wait a year for everything, or 8 or 9 weeks for a seat, for an MRI.
It's a great question, Ralph. I recognize the voice too. How are you doing?
Okay, Lance, we're friends.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. It's a great question. And unfortunately, I think as we're walking through how to balance this managed care aspect of things, that we're still going to continue to see wait times. And it's weird how it, for some things it goes quickly, you know, like, because there are some appointments personally that I've done lately that I've been able to get very quickly. But like one of them, for example, for me, now I'm not on Medicare yet, was an MRI. I was able to get in for an MRI in about 3 days, right? But to actually get an injection after that, that MRI, it took like 6 weeks. So I, if you're asking me to give my educated opinion, I think that we're not going to see an end to the wait times anytime in the near future. The system is overloaded, unfortunately.
Okay, thank you for answering my question. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, so as we wrap up the show here, ACA Marketplace, subsidy changes, Medicare education, MediConnect resources.
Yeah, I really do want to take a minute and talk about what's happening with ACA. On this show, rightfully so, we talk a lot about Medicare, right? And I think so much sometimes that people don't realize that we actually help a lot of people with individual insurance through Penny. It's got a lot of names. Obamacare, ACA, Marketplace, Penny, right? Penny's the really the big word now in the state of Pennsylvania. And I just want to let you know, if you're out there today and you haven't kind of gotten wind of that, that there's going to be significant changes to the private insurance through Penny this year. You're not going to want to just let your plan automatically roll over if that's been what you've done in years past. The big thing that's going to be affecting the Affordable Care Act. So, Rob, this is like people who maybe work for a company that doesn't provide insurance. Maybe they have under 50 employees and they haven't got to the place where they're providing insurance yet. It might be the self-employed people out there that, you know, they have to self-insure through one of these other companies or whatever, right? The subsidies that were given during the COVID years extended through the America, and they were first in the America Rescue, then they came and were extended through the Inflation Reduction Act. Those subsidies are running out this year. And unless there's legislation that passes in the next couple of months, that is going to run out. And there could be significant premium changes for people that have their coverage through Penny. So if you're out there, you're on Penny, please do not stick your head in the sand this year when it comes to your policy. Don't let it just auto roll over. You're going to want to reach out to us on that once the enrollment period starts, which, as many of you will know, is a little bit later than the annual enrollment period for Medicare. But very important to understand that those subsidies that have made it so really, Rob, millions more Americans could get insurance this way, it's going to affect pocketbooks. And some people significantly.
You know, there's just so many things changing. Just to have MediConnect in your contacts, you know what I mean? Just to be able to reach out to give yourself that peace of mind. And even if you're already signed up with MediConnect and you're going about your business, you know every Saturday we've got a live advisor standing by. So if you want to talk to somebody in real time, you can call Saturday.
Well, and that's the thing, Rob. Like from my perspective, you know, when I first started, I was obviously sitting across the table from people, helping them understand Medicare, their benefits. Then I went into a role where I was training our agents and, you know, helping build things that way. In my role now, a lot of what I talk about here is this is what I'm living in. I'm talking with the carriers. I'm reading all the things that are happening. Like, my job now is to really understand the industry at a high level so that it can be disseminated out through our entire team and then ultimately to the public, you know, because we want the public to really be educated. At the end of the day, that is the flagship of what MediConnect does, is we want people to be educated so Medicare can be simple for them.
You know, when we started this, two of the bigger ones on the block were barking at each other, and now we're just so fortunate to have them in the healthcare facilities that we have. Pittsburgh in this region really is a unique place. We are really in good hands.
We have some great healthcare systems, and the way that they have merged their healthcare with their health systems with healthcare has enabled them to offer some pretty good opportunities. Again, and it's not perfect. I mean, I think Ralph brought up a great point in his question. You know, within Advantage, you know, you do have to deal with more managed care, which means more prior authorization, possibly wait times. And those things can be detrimental as well. I mean, it's obviously, I'm not going to sit in this seat and say that our healthcare system is everywhere that it needs to be and our insurance system is. You know, that's why voting is important. That's why asking questions and talking is important. But what we will always promise to do is to get you the facts in the simplest manner so that you can feel in control and confident about your health care and enjoy your retirement, really.
I also think this is where I think Medicare is going to head, not so much for me because I'm there now, but I mean my children, grandchildren. I think there will be more about preventative, keeping people healthy, giving them opportunities to get that gym membership, do something just to give them a fighting chance so they don't find themselves having to use Medicare all the time because they're not going through all of the things that have been happening for years to people as they age out. People are going to live longer. They're going to be healthier. And I think Medicare, with people like you, is going to be able to give them plans that will give them more to do to stay healthy. Also nutritional plans, things like that. I think it's going to be more preventative moving forward.
You know what? You just opened Pandora's box in a great way. You know, think about it. When all there was supplements, if someone wanted to get coverage other than just Medicare,
right,
they might have had to pay $150, $200 for that. Guess what they're going to do if they can't afford that? They're not going to do it. So then when they only have Medicare, what are they then going to do? They're not going to go to the doctor because they don't want to get the bills. The reason Medicare Advantage, and again, I want to be absolutely clear, Medicare Advantage is not for everybody, right? But the reason Medicare Advantage was created was for the reasons that you just said, was they can get extra coverage, maybe sometime for as little as $0 or $20. Yes, there's copays. Yes, there's some hoops that they have to jump through sometimes to use it, but they're also getting benefits like gym membership, over-the-counter options to pay for vitamins, things that can keep them healthy. Some people get transportation if maybe it's difficult for them to afford to get to all of that. Listen, preventative healthcare is way more cost-effective than anything else. So I'm right there with you.
Well, because I don't think anybody, young or old alike, wants a hospital stay.
Nope.
Or wants to have to be at the pharmacy every other day, or, you know, do a certain medicine every day. And listen, to be able to walk, get out, do things, be healthy, be active is what life's all about. Because I don't care who you are, if you're just starting out, you just came into this place called planet Earth, or you're my age looking at that third act, you want to be as happy as you can every day, because no matter young and old, it goes by very quickly.
Yeah, life absolutely does.
Listen, I'm 10 years plus older than you. I promise you, you'll one day say, you know, he was right when you're like knocking on 70. That I honestly, I told someone yesterday, Lance, I don't know where my 40s went.
Yeah.
That's why you have to be prepared. And God bless Kevin, what he's going through, losing his wife, facing that. You guys have been ahead of that topic forever on the show. Get it taken care of now, so you're not dealing with a financial issue and a health issue.
Yeah,
at the
get
same
someone
time.
Get someone that's going to really care about your scenario, that's going to respond like Donna said, that's not going to just sign you up for a plan and disappear somewhere.
Well, you guys aren't going anywhere. You're easy to find too.
Yep, we're very easy to find.
All right, seminars and webinar, please.
Yep. One more time, again, if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you're looking to start your education process. In this webinar, we talk about what is Part A and B, what do they cost, what do they cover, what about the penalties that you hear. We talk about how do you sign up, when do you sign up. We'll review in a pros and cons scenario what people like about supplements, what people like about Advantage plans, what are the drawbacks of those systems. We go over prescription drug coverage. So we really give you in 45 minutes a great overview to start the journey. Then it goes into an individual appointment. September 9th, we're going to be at the Pine Community Center in Wexford. September 16th, Baird Private Wealth Management, also in Wexford. On the 25th, we're going to be at the Quality Inn in New Kensington. And then on September 30th, Ligonier Library, Ligonier. There are more seminars that are already ready and scheduled. You can just go to the website, MediConnect Insurance, to find those. And then, obviously, you need to call to register, 888-818-6334.
Final 30 seconds. Anything else?
Be informed. you know, look, your ANOCs are going to start coming in. You'll notice the changes will start showing up probably sometime in the next 10 days. Be aware for other letters that might come out. People have probably heard on the news or read that there are some plans terminating this year. Highmark, or Aetna, United Healthcare, other carriers, you know, maybe looking at making changes. This happens every year, but it could be happening in greater volume.
And if you are one of those card-carrying members, you definitely want to reach out, set up an appointment, never charge for their services. It's 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Lance, thank you.
Thank you very much.
News coming up next.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.